Matt Greenwood with you on KJEF Sports Talk. It is the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series as we now are speaking to Don Jeffries of the Grandview School District Athletic Director joining us here in studio. And I'm most certainly happy to have him here to talk about all the fall sports, winter sports, and spring sports, so all sports between middle of August all the way through the end of May and into early June as well. So, Don, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for everything you guys do for high school and college sports. It's great to see our kids get highlighted as much as they do in this area.
And you got some really good kids, too. You know, we saw that with the spring softball team, and, you know, Natalie Moore kind of standing out pretty strong there. And obviously we can talk about you being the head coach and possibly being the head coach next spring as well, and just sort of, you know, how that program's working. But we'll do that, you know, our second segment. Let's stick to the fall sports here because that's what's coming up fast, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have less than 2 weeks of our summer series as far as our conditioning days and things like that. Dead week, actually, the first week in August. I can't remember dead week actually beginning in August in quite some time. But it's going to be different where with us, we're starting on actually August 13th with the first day of school. August 12th is going to be the first day of fall sports for cross country, football, and volleyball at the high school level. And it's going to be a little bit different of only having one day before everyone comes to school as far as your season's preparation goes.
Yeah, I guess that could be a little different for you guys. You know, I thought that, you know, going into last year with your fall sports, you know, the thing about Grandview is it's still kind of developing the programs here and there, and you know, trying to find some consistency with the coaches, I think, can always be troublesome for you know, any sort of small school around here. But you seem to have developed a system where you've got coaches that have that experience. You know, we see that with Steve Noblet, we see that with Dave Dallas for football, and that's going to be continuing into this year.
One thing that is really nice for us this year is we only have one change as far as our overall athletic department when it comes to head coaches, and we have a lot of experience coming back, especially in the fall, where Madeline Rotter, last year she set a brand new mark as far as wins in a season with 19 wins, and you have a team that's coming back that has a lot of experience. You lose your setter in Kaylin Sparks, you lose your biggest hitter in Katie Husky, but the other four that were starters have a lot of experience, and we're going to have people that will go in to fulfill those roles. It's the nature of high school sports where there's turnover, but there's always going to be turnover. That's just the nature of the beast. And now there's going to be kids that will have a chance to step up and take some of those kills that Katie Husky had and take some of those sets that Kaylin Sparks had. And when you have success in the past, a lot of times kids expect success in the present, and that's one thing we're looking forward to, hopefully, in our fall, in our volleyball season.
Why don't we expand on volleyball a little bit, because as you mentioned, Madeline Rotter are back at the helm for you guys, and you know, volleyball has the potential to be excellent for Grandview and represent Grandview quite well because of the fact of those girls that you just mentioned sort of setting their mark on the program, and they can inspire many kids to come out and say, you know, hey, I want to be a part of something really good, and I think Grandview has that going for them.
And you look at some of the kids that are coming back. Lainey Durker has been a force for this team last year. She was one of the key cogs in the machine throughout the year, had a great day at the Dig for Life tournament where the girls finished winning the silver bracket of the black division on that day in Cape Girardeau, a tournament we are going back to again this
All right,
year.
Good deal.
You look at one of the best servers that we had was Molly Gearhart, who was a sophomore, and she's only going to be a junior. Haley Harlow was another person that really stood out as far as being a big hitter and getting a lot of kills for the volleyball team. And Natalie Moore was one that came. She probably split time between her and Alyssa Cole a lot of times last year, who was another one of our seniors that is moving on. And Natalie Moore is just an athlete. And I think you can say that about a lot of the kids on this team. Haley Harlow is just an athlete where she really excels in basketball, and she's a softball player, and she does track. Lainey Durker is a person that was a sectional qualifier when it comes to track. I believe she's also a state qualifier, for that matter. And you look at Molly Gearhart. She was one that got out of districts when it comes to a shot put, where we have kids that are just overall athletes in a number of our girls' girls athletic programs. And volleyball is a program that they had a full JV schedule last year. Those girls got a lot of experience that aren't among those four, and there's going to be some kids that will step up into those roles. Lily Long was the setter for the JV team last year, and I expect for her to take a lot of the sets that come into this year, potentially. You look at Shelby Chastain was the number one hitter on JV last year, and she was one of those kids that saw some spot time on varsity as well. So even though you lose your number one setter, your number one hitter, we expect big things when it comes to Grandview Volleyball this coming year.
And obviously, it sounds like you have had plenty of conversations with Madeline Rotter about the team, because you just were able to dive into, you know, how each athlete can kind of help out the volleyball program. So with that in mind, you have your Jamboree, Central Jamboree at Park Hills coming up August 29th, but how do you see that relationship with Madeline Rotter and the volleyball players, and why do you think, because of that relationship, the Grandview volleyball team can be even better this year?
These girls would run through a brick wall, and then after they got through that brick wall, they'd run through another brick wall for Madeline Rotter. She has a great rapport with the kids, great rapport with the parents, and she's just a strong coach. She's one of the younger coaches in the area as far as volleyball and in our overall athletic program, but she's a superstar, and we are excited to have her at Grandview. One thing coming up for her is it's going to be a big fall for Coach Rotter, because I know that she met with me last spring and let me know, hey, I just want to talk to you about something. I'm going to be due to have a baby during the volleyball season, just to let you know. So those girls are going to make sure that they play really hard for Coach Rotter, and then Jason Jovi is going to be our assistant coach for the volleyball team. He's a brand new PE teacher to the district, and we're going to look for him to take the reins, and when Coach Rotter has to step away to take care of her pregnancy and then the baby once the baby comes, it's going to be a little bit different, but those girls know the expectations that Coach Rotter has for them, and Coach Rotter has really done a good job this summer preparing them, because they've gone to a number of camps, gone to a couple of licking camps. They've been in the gym working and you taking advantage of those contact days. The girls know where the weight room is in the volleyball program, which also helps out a great deal. So it's a program that is on the rise, and we're excited to see what they will have coming up here. And when you have 19 wins last year, the bar is set pretty high, but I think they're ready to rise to that challenge.
All right, we'll put a bow on volleyball here. As you mentioned, the Dig for Life tournament back at SEMO in Cape Girardeau, that'll be September 13th through the 14th, so middle of the month there in September, and then first home game, first regular season game actually is a home game for you guys against Valley Caledonia on September 10th at 5:30. So there's that on volleyball. Let's transition to football. I know the wins necessarily weren't there, but there's some talent with that football team. Dave Dallas has got the reins on that again this year.
Absolutely. It's a program that we returned to Friday Night Football last year, and there's going to be some growing pains when you come off just playing junior varsity competition the year before, and then you come back to playing on Friday nights. It's the field's still 120 yards long, and it's still 53 and a third yards wide, but still playing underneath the lights on Friday nights is a little bit different than playing on Monday afternoon / evening when the JV schedule is going on. But one thing that we have coming out for us is when you have your starting quarterback as a sophomore last year, you get a chance to groom that kid and then also have him for two more years afterwards. Jacob Bram was the guy that was leading the huddle last year, and he's a fine young man. He has a great head on the shoulders. I'm athletic director, and I'm also assistant principal, and I never really have to worry about him or any a number of our athletes, for that matter. And kid that has a solid rapport with his teachers and his classmates, that they look up to him. And when you're a sophomore quarterback, a lot of times you have some other kids that are juniors and seniors that are on that team with you, and it's hard to lead as an underclassman, but it was not something that he really struggled with last year, and we're looking for that leadership to continue to grow this year. And it's one of those things that we're looking forward to year two of returning to the Friday Night Lights, and we will be on the road. We're going to actually be given the big yellow wagon of knowledge, a workout those first 2 weeks of the season, as we go all the way down to Scott City, which is south of Cape Girardeau, in week one on August 30th. And then we go all the way down to Portageville, which is 2.5 hours on a bus ride, to have our second home game of the year. But then we're looking forward to that first home game on September 13th against St. Pius. Hopefully we can play it all in one night this year. Last year we we played about a quarter and a couple minutes on Friday night, then had to come back and play the rest of the game on Monday afternoon. And it's going to be a fun home game, and it'll be our conference opener there. And we're looking forward to another great football season, and just want to continue to progress and improve each and every year. That's the goal right now.
I think for me, what was impressive about the football team last year was a guy named David Kreith, who's, I think, going to be a junior this year. And he really had a breakout party, if you will, in that Herculaneum game on September 28th last year. I think he ran for 200-plus yards and scored 2 touchdowns. And you guys almost were able to pull that one out towards the end. That was a fun game that we had on KJF. And so I know that, you know, this day and age, when it comes to football and how are you going to have an effective football team in high school, it starts with the quarterback and the running back. And you said you have Brand, who's a very smart kid and very intelligent, and will lead the group again this year. And David Kreith, the guy that he can just say, hey, David, why don't you go ahead and do something for us, and know that he will do something.
We'll have to see if he can continue to progress. I'm not sure exactly what will be the plan as far as our running attack goes.
Okay.
One thing I think is going to change a lot, and I don't know if other athletic directors have talked about this, is the difference between how the game's going to be played with a 25-second clock as opposed to now the 40-second clock.
Yeah.
And you think 15 seconds, not that big of a deal, but now you can chew up a lot of clock. If you can get 3 or 4 first downs in a drive, you could almost take away the whole entire quarter. And I'll be curious to see how coaches adjust to this new system of having more time taken between plays. It also will allow you to maybe make more substitutions between plays as well. So
yeah.
I think it's a good move by Misha to make that move, because it models the college game. It models the NFL game. You don't see 25-second clocks between plays anymore at those levels,
right.
And now it's not at the high school level. And it's one of those things that's really going to change the game, and fans will probably not see as many high-scoring shootouts as they have seen in the past.
Okay. Obviously, when you took over as athletic director last year, Dave Dallas was taking over the football program and trying to go from, you know, JV and bring it up to varsity, and that was the first year that you guys had varsity. And I think because you skipped out on an entire varsity season, brought Dave Dallas in. And so how is that relationship, do you feel? How has that relationship grown between you and him and him and the players since he's taken over?
He's done a great job, and he got those kids. This is actually Coach Dallas's third year. So when they were having the JV-only season, he was a part of that as well.
Right.
And he was able to sell that to the kids and say, hey, we're going to take a step back so we can take 3 steps forward. And the kids bought into that. That was a year before I was here. And you look at our numbers, our freshman numbers last year were phenomenal. It was the biggest class we had as far as our 7 through 12 situation. And a lot of those kids, I see them at off-season things already this year. And when you have those numbers at the lower level in your freshman and your sophomore bunch, I mean, football is a numbers game, and we're going to hopefully see those numbers continue to grow. I know the year before Coach Dallas got here, at one point going in after week seven, they were down to 13 kids on the high school team, and we're not near that anymore. We were able to have a complete JV season last year. We were able to have a complete varsity season last year, and those kids getting all those reps, the kids that were on varsity and are returning to varsity, and all those kids that are on JV getting to get those reps on Monday nights, it's going to hopefully pay dividends here this year on Friday evenings.
Dave Dallas, and you know what? I'll hold this conversation for spring, because Dave Dallas will not only just be your football coach, but he's also now taking over the boys and girls track and field program. But again, we'll get into that here in a little while. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, but cross country, that's still relatively new to Grandview, isn't it?
As far as I know, it's not relatively new.
Okay.
We've had some kids all the way back to 2017 that have placed
so
at
I'm
the
wrong.
State meet.
But, that's okay.
It's another program that has seen a lot of success. We had three kids go to the state meet last year. Kirsten Elder, she could actually, if she goes to the state meet this year, will be a four-time state qualifier.
Okay.
And there's nothing that indicates that will not be the case. You look at that individual, and she is one of the hardest workers. She's always out there running and hitting the pavement and getting those miles in during the off season. And then she's also another one of those kids that she gets it done in the classroom, and she has great character in the hallways. And if you have kids that are doing great things in the classroom and have great character, a lot of times the athletics will take care of itself. And Kirsten Elder is just another example of that. Taylor Fickey is another student that is coming back. She was a individual that qualified for the state meet last year as well with Kirsten. And then she also finished eighth in the 1600 meter run at the class two state meet in track last year.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to some great things for those two young ladies. And I believe there are some other young ladies that will be a part of the program. And the goal, I would think, this year would be with those two at the top of the lineup there. It's not out of the realm of possibility that we could possibly get not just individuals to the state meet, but maybe we can get a team to the state meet on that girl's side.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. And Scott Meyer, is he...
He's returning,
okay.
And the cross-country season is going to be one that we haven't finalized the schedule yet, but I think a lot of schools are looking to build their season around that GANS meet in the middle of the year.
Okay.
I'm actually meeting with Coach Meyer later this week. With the state meet moving from Jeff City to Columbia, there's going to be a meet that occurs midway through the cross-country season, and last year, it was an invaluable experience
mm-hmm.
for us to have the opportunity to be a part of the Lutheran North meet, because we knew Lutheran North was going to be the site of districts.
Okay.
And when you get a chance to run on the course before it's the biggest race of the year, it can only make you better. And we're planning on hopefully being a part of a meet at our district location, and we would really like to be a part of that meet at the state meet location as well this year.
All right, good deal. I want to get back to football real quick. You did mention August 30th at Scott City will be the first game of the season, and first home game will be September 13th against St. Pius. Homecoming. I always love talking about homecoming with the athletic directors. Herculaneum, October 4th, 7 o'clock at your place, obviously, because it's homecoming. Again, this is your second year as the AD at Grandview. What was it like for you to experience homecoming for the return varsity season for the Grandview Eagles last year? And if you have anything going into this year that you know of about in terms of activities planned, what are those?
Well, we're looking forward to a great contest, first of all. Homecoming week culminates with the game on Friday night. And like you mentioned earlier, the game against Herculaneum was one of the better games of the year for us. And I truly believe that if the game was 50 minutes long as opposed to 48 minutes long, we would have had a victory that night.
Yeah, because you were around the 25-yard line
right.
when the game came to an end.
The clock just ran out on us, and
yeah.
we had Herculaneum on our heels, but they had the clock and the points on their side. And we are looking forward to a great contest there against Herculaneum because that's a natural rival. I would say when you look at that game, when you look at the girls' basketball games, both of those. You look at boys' basketball. Herculaneum is one of those schools that it doesn't take much for the Grandview Eagles to get up for. And we're looking forward to a fun week of homecoming on October 4th, and it should be a great event. Again, we'll have a parade that day on that Friday, and we're planning on having a day-long celebration for homecoming to culminate that week. And of course, we'll have all the other things that go along with it, king, queen, all those other things along with homecoming. And we also have a brand new individual that's working with our student council, and I know that they met last week to talk solely about homecoming. So okay. I'm looking forward to see what the kids have planned. And we really try to put it in the kids' hands, and they bring ideas to us. And a lot of times their ideas are better than anything that the adults would come up with. So right. We're looking forward to October 4th being a great day at Grandview High School.
All right, good deal. Don, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk winter and spring.
Sounds good.
All right. Don Jeffries, Athletic Director for Grandview, joining us here on the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. Before we do go to an official break here, I want to tell you about Paddles for Patriots and Greg Niemanowski, brought to you by Dunn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in St. Louis. Greg, as you've heard throughout the last week and change, is a student at SIU Edwardsville. He created a program for veterans called Veteran Adventures that enables vets to participate in expeditions, hiking events, camping events, and other outdoor activities, whatever they enjoy. And it's to promote camaraderie, healing, and positive experiences in nature, which you can obviously find all those things while hanging out with people out in nature, which is beautiful around Missouri specifically. And it's all at no cost to veterans. So it's a really great program. And to raise awareness and money for this program, Greg is paddling down the Mississippi. He's just shy of 2 weeks away from reaching the Gulf of Mexico as he started his journey at the very top of the Mississippi River in Lake Itasca, Minnesota. So you can track his progress on Facebook and check out the fundraisers that he has along the way as well. This information about Paddles for Patriots, again, has been brought to you by Dunn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in St. Louis. To make any purchase from Dunn, you can mention KJF, and they'll make a donation to Paddles for Patriots. And for a limited time for the special event, air conditioners and furnaces at Dunn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning start at just $1,499. It is same-day air conditioner installations and services are available. Of course, certain conditions do apply. But if you need some information about this, you can go to dunheatcool.com. That's dunnheatcool.com, or email them at dunheatcool.com. Again, this is a message about Paddles for Patriots run by Greg Niemanowski. Matt Greenwood back with you on KJS Sports Talk, the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. And we've got Don Jeffries in studio with us, and he wanted to add on to our conversation about the fall sports, which will be getting underway here in a little over a month now. But, Don?
For the second year in a row, on that first Saturday of the fall sports season, we're going to have something called our fall sports celebration, where we'll have in the morning our football team will get a chance to hit for the very first time with the new rules from when I was playing football anyway. You used to look forward to that fourth day because that was the first day of live hitting. Now it's actually the sixth day. So that Saturday, it'll be the first time we'll have pads on pads and during the fall season. And then following that, we'll have a volleyball scrimmage that same day. We'll introduce our sports teams to the community. And then we're also going to combine this with a fundraiser we did last year, our Ford Drive for Your School Day, where somebody comes out, they test drive a Ford vehicle by and we basically will get $20 or $30, depending on which car they test drive, for our athletic program. So we're looking forward to that, and it should be a fun day of this fundraiser that we did last year in September. But if we can bring it in for an event where a community is naturally going to be there anyway, it will be a great day of highlighting the seasons to come for our fall sports teams.
All right, very cool. And actually, I'm glad you brought up that because it triggered my memory to ask you about the SunTrop Auto Grandview tournament, the inaugural one that you guys had last year. What's the situation with it going into this year? Because I know you, if I remember correctly, you had R7 and St. Pius in there with some other St. Louis schools sort of mixed in, and St. Pius won it.
We do have that occurring again this year. It'll be the 26th through the 28th.
When is that? November?
December 26th.
Okay.
So it's right at Christmas. It's the same Thursday, Friday, Saturday format, four games each day. And we have a few new teams coming in, and I will talk more about that as that event gets closer. But Jefferson, they dropped out, but St. Pius is coming back. Northwest is coming back, and a few other teams from the St. Louis area will be a part of that. We're looking forward to a great event.
Yeah, and that was strictly boys basketball, correct?
Yes, okay. Strictly boys basketball.
How's Taylor Hassel doing, since we were talking about him off air?
Our boys basketball team, they went out to Central Missouri State, and they were a part of a three-day camp out there. Heard things went really well. The JV League went very well out at Grandview again this year. I know our boys were a part of a number of opportunities to improve over the summer as far as different leagues. They went to the Central Missouri camp, and then they've been hitting it hard in the gym, taking advantage of all those contact days. So we're looking forward to seeing what we can do to build upon last year. And we have some kids that will be coming back on that program as well. Zach Perrin had a great second half of the season, probably the best player for the team second half of the season. JT Isaacson was our point guard last year. He returns. We've got a lot of youth, but also we had a full JV schedule again last year, and those kids got a lot of experience. Chase Wilson was a kid that actually started a number of varsity games as well as a freshman, and he's only going to get better as he progresses through. So looking forward to some good things out of our boys basketball team.
All right, good deal. And two more things from you, and we got a little over 3 minutes to get all of this in. I think it was about a month and a half ago or so, the decision was made for the Grandview School District to go from 5-day school weeks down to 4-day school weeks with Mondays off, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday off for the kids, if I remember correctly. How does that affect athletics at Grandview in terms of contact days and all that stuff?
As far as athletics, I don't think it's going to have as big of impact as many people may believe.
Okay.
I look at our schedule, and a lot of times we play on Mondays a great deal. At the junior high level, it's Monday, Thursday throughout the entire season. So those kids won't be coming in to practice anyway on those days. They'll be coming in for actual games on those days. Monday's a big JV football day. I'll be curious to see, with an extra day to prepare. A lot of times you're having to spend a big chunk of your Saturday or Sunday as a football coach breaking down film and putting together a game plan. Now you'll have a chance to potentially use some of Monday to get kids ready before you have to leave for a JV game. When you're actually in a 5-day school week system, a lot of times you have half your team leaving on Monday. As you're trying to walk through and talk about the opposing team, now you could potentially have those kids come in at 3:00 and the bus leaves at 4:30 for a JV game. So you get a little more time to talk with your team about the opponent coming up on Friday and be able to put a full squad out there to mirror that offense and mirror that defense, so you can actually see what you're about to see on that Friday when you're with real people as opposed to cones or dummies or things like that.
Okay, so you feel like athletics it's still equal opportunity to prepare for games despite the cutback in school days.
I think so, and looking at the spring, I know football, baseball, and softball all wanted to get on the AstroTurf because a lot of times Mother Nature takes control and baseball and softball fields aren't playable. And now maybe we can stagger our practices a little easier to be able to get the most out of. Instead of having to be on top of each other out there on the turf. That's something I'm looking forward to as a softball coach, and we'll just have to see how these things work out. It's going to be some growing pains, don't get me wrong, but I'm excited about the 4-day week, and I think it's going to make things in some ways easier. I know transportation, we don't have to worry about, hey, a bus going and dropping kids off after school and trying to get back and pick our kids up. We'll be able to dictate our bus times on Mondays, and that's a big travel day, like I mentioned, JV football on Monday, and then that's a big junior high day as far as your middle school volleyball and basketball go.
Okay, 10 seconds. I know you love promoting kids on social media. How can people follow Grandview Athletics?
Go on Facebook, Grandview Activities and Athletics, and you can find out everything you want to know throughout the year as far as Grandview Athletics and Activities go.
All right, good deal. Don, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, and again, thank you for everything you do for high school sports.
That's our show.
The talk of Jefferson County Straight.